quickly woke up and he took embraced me. If you are in danger, quickly come to me. You should remind me, meditate me, I will also come and also help you always. So when he used to fight, he used to meditate Hanuman, and Hanuman used to come to in his body and so strong, like Hanuman used to give his whole power in him invested, and so he quickly can defeat anyone. So Krishna is doing all these things. Once Hanuman was anywhere and Arjun was alone, he was going to any place. Arjun met Hanuman. He told that, "Who are you?" He said, "Who are you?" "I am Arjun. I am Hanuman." He told that, Arjun told that, "I am thinking Ram was not so powerful, very weak person. Why he could not make a pull from his arrows? If I was there, in a moment I could have done a very big pull, very strong breeze with my arrows." Hanuman told, "Don't be so proudy. Proud. Don't be so proud. You are not a stronger. If I used to jump from one tree to another, Meghnadi used to shoot me thousands of arrows in the meantime. I will see you, can you shoot me 1,000 times or not?" Understand what I am telling? Hanuman told that, "At that time, if I was going jumping from one roof to another roof, at the time of giving fire in Lanka, in the second minute, Meghnadi used to shoot me with arrows 1,000 times. So I am jumping from this tree to that tree and you can shoot." "Yes, I am ready. I will let arrow I will give you." Then Hanuman went to that tree, "We ready?" And he told, and he was going to be ready. In the meantime he jumped and he cross, and he could not shoot any. "Oh, how you can be like Ram? But if you want to do my test, then you can make a bridge of this river, no? And I will go on foot on that bridge, and bridge will broken. But you cannot do." "Oh, yeah, I will do." So at once Arjun made a very strong breeze of arrows on that river. Hanuman saw a very strong breeze. "What should I do?" Here comes jumper to Himalaya, and he becomes so bigger and so many big mountains he took in his hair, here, there, left and back. And he became very, very heavy. And he came at once, jumped up and came. And he kept his one Arjun was pulsating here. But
trembling
here. What to do? What to do? And Hanuman was thinking that what to do if it is not broken. Both were trembling. At once Arjun called, "Oh Krishna, save us, because you are saver." And Hanuman called his Ram, "Oh Ram, save me, otherwise I will be, if I am defeated." So both were calling, "Don't go, who you are?" So both were fearing. If I am defeated, he thinks, and if I am defeated. So both were calling. Hanuman anyhow remembered his Ram, Ram, Ram. He jumped before she telling Ram, Ram, Jai Sri Ram, and he quickly went across the sea. And here he was telling Jai Sri Ram inside, not openly, because he will be defeated if he is doing. So he told Jai Sri Ram, Jai Sri Ram, my shame is in your hand. And thus he kept his one feet there, and whole balance he gave. But breeze was like that, it was not broken. What happened? Oh Ram, save me. And thus he quickly took up his second feet upon that, and he just at once he saw a current of blood was coming inside the breeze. And Arjun, what doing? Oh Krishna, save me. Come on here and save me. At once, Hanuman jumped up from the breeze and saw what is there. Why blood is coming? Oh, he saw that Ram is there. And keeping his back inside the breeze, supporting the breeze. Oh, he began to pray Ram. Oh Ram, why you are here? And Arjun peeped in the breeze, and he saw that Krishna has given his back there. And he is supporting Arjun. Both began to pray Krishna and Ram. He was seeing same Ram as a Krishna, and Arjun was seeing same Ram in Krishna. Both were praying. At once Krishna came and told, "I wanted this, that Hanuman should help Arjun in the battle of Mahabharata. He should always be on the flag of Arjun, and that flag will be called Kapis Dhvaja. And when any arrow will come, like do he will and take. Sometimes he will save anyhow." So he used to do like this. And Karni and Bhisham Pitama wanted to shoot Arjun. From here he began to roar so much that their aim was lost. So he used to say, when Bhim was defeating Durshasana and taking his arms, that Draupadi may come and take this blood here and to bind up his case. At that time Bhim told, in whole world, if anyone is so bold, he can come and save Durshasana. I will defeat all. When he challenged all, Krishna was there, Arjun was there, and all were there. But Bhishma, Pitama, Drona and Karna were dead at that time. So Arjun was there. He could not bear the challenge. He at once took his bow and arrow, Gandhi, and told that, "I will kill today you." Krishna told him, "Arjun, be silent today. I have given my all the strength of Nrisimhadev today in him. And Hanuman has invested his all power in him. So you cannot do anything today. You will be defeated if you are going to quarrel with him." At once, became silent and began to do like that. Oh, Nrisimhadev is here and Hanuman is here. So Krishna anyhow used to say Pandavas. So always he was protected. And Hanuman is telling that I don't go to Vrindavan? Never. Because I fear that so many rishis, munis, even Narad, even Brahma, Indra, Jam, Varuna, sing the pastimes of Krishna. They were bewildered. They became mugdha. They cannot decide that, could not decide that, oh, actually he is Supreme Personality of Godhead or any good voice. See, very simple. They could not decide. If Krishna had done some mistake, Yashoda Maa used to chastise Krishna with stick and he began to leap. So Hanuman is telling that if I go and see, I will do something offensive in the lotus feet of them. And when I will go to Vrindavan, and I will see that my holy master, this master, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is serving gopis lotus feet and dancing with gopis like a toy. Krishna was like a toy in the hands of gopis. So I will be bewildered. I may do anything false. So I never used to go to. So you can go to Dwarka and see Pandavas, they are more superior than me. So I do seva of Ram, but very little. And less parts of Pandavas. So if you want to see any devotee, you can go to Dwarka. Or you should not go to Dwarka, you should go to Hastinapur, where Pandavas are there. He at once jumped up. He began so happy. And he went to Hastinapur and he saw that Pandavas were there. Pandavas heard that Nagarishi is coming. At once they took in a pot flowers, chandan, shamar, Dajan, 16 kinds of utensils, paraphernalia, to worship Narad. They wanted to do pranam to Narad, but Narad wanted to do pranam to them, and he took all the paraphernalia from Jyotishthi Maharaj, and he began to worship. And all his death servant also he began to worship. Pandavas thought that what is this? He is our Gurudev and he is worshipping us. Oh, you are certainly blessed. Your life is successful. I have never seen any devotee like you. He began to glorify. You should try to be humble like Narada and like Pandavas. Very humble. If you are not humble, you are not giving respect to any devotee, then you are not true devotee. All devotees will be have so much tolerance, giving so much respect to other devotees, not for them, pray him. Don't try to take any fame from anyone. Always give respect. Don't want to take any respect. You should be so humble. More than a tree, tree means grass. And more you should be like tolerance, like more than trees. Not this is only in poem of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Srinada Vishnu. Try to be established in this. And you will see that very quickly you are very advanced devotee, very near and dear to Krishna. So we should try to obey Krishna, these principal teachings. First you should try to be established in Gita teachings and then enter into Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitra. Follow Rupa Goswami. Gaur Premanande. पांडवाल की नागरिथी की जय। निकेतन वेर इज रेड रेड बॉल वाई यू बी सो यू टू डू महामंत्र इन वेरी एनी टू वेर हर मंडियो भावरी से यू कैन सी इन बुक बट टू लेंथ यू शुड गिव अप एंड आफ्टर बोलो हरी हरी मुकुंद राम कृष्ण है हरे ग्रीव फ्रॉम हियर कैन यू डू बोलो हरी हरी मुकुंद मूर राम कृष्ण हय ग्रीव बोलो हरी हरी बोलो हरी हरी मुकुंद मुरारी बोलो हरी हरी मुकुंद मुरारी राम कृष्ण हय राम कृष्ण हय नृसिंह आगे आपूतन घातन कैटव सातन आपूतन Bolo Hari Hari.
Thank you. help. Give them.